Well, good morning. It is good to see each and every one of you. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Chip Ward. I'm the minister here at Lexington Christian Church. It's a special day. We've already started off with something very special, with so many answered prayers and seeing what God is doing, how God is moving. And today He's going to move even more. Because today here at LCC, we are going to celebrate bringing on a new elder in our church. And so at this time, I'd like to invite Mr. Larry Powers and our elders to come on forward. Adding to the leadership of a church is always a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing when you come together and you bring many parts and many pieces together to strengthen a leadership. And we believe strongly that Larry Powers is going to bring a special piece to our team here at Lexington Christian Church. And we're excited to take this opportunity this morning to install him as one of our new elders. And later on in the service, you'll have an opportunity to meet Larry, greet him, congratulate him at the end of the service. But we're very blessed and fortunate at this time to have Larry Powers. I'm going to turn things over to our lead elder, John McVeigh, and he's going to share with you the importance of eldership and the biblical principles of eldership as we install Larry today.
Thank you, Pastor Chip. And biblically, I'm just one of many. That's all. You know, finding good leaders in a church is one of our jobs, and it's one of our most important jobs. And there's no doubt in my mind that God has revealed to us a wonderful new leader to join our leadership team to help us build this church, grow this church, and to just help administer the things that have to be done. So we have a ceremony here, and we're going to get started now. And I'm going to get over here. How about this? How about we put you in the middle? There we go. Yeah, just hang on. It's only four pages. The scriptures direct the elders to be appointed in every church. The word of God distinguishes between elders who labor particularly in preaching and teaching as ministers of the word and elders who are charged with the supervision of the church. The elders of the church are called to oversee the church as representatives of the Lord Jesus, who, as chief shepherd, has appointed overseers and shepherds to keep watch over all the flock. Elders are to love the church and encourage the members to attend faithfully to the means of grace, the proclamation of the word, and participation in the sacraments. They are fully to administer Christian discipline, admonishing those who live not in obedience to the Lord, and lovingly and patiently calling the stubborn and rebellious to repentance. Elders are called to maintain public worship for the glory of God and to build up the church in the knowledge of the love of Christ. They are to provide for biblical teaching and preaching, carefully overseeing the ministry of the word and the sacraments. They are a safeguard to the church against false teaching. Those who serve well are assured, as the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 4, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of that which will never fade away. Elders are set apart by God to fulfill their spiritual calling in the church. They cannot do it faithfully in their own strength, but must look to their faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who is able to equip His servants for the holy work to which He has called them. We rejoice in that His faithful love in the Lord Jesus has provided the men who serve in this church. With thankfulness, we receive the servant of the Lord from the hand of the chief shepherd. These are your vows. Brother Powers, so that the church may hear that you are willing to take up your position as elder in the presence of God and in His church, please answer the following questions. Do you believe that in the call of this congregation, you are called by God Himself to serve in this holy position?
God's help, I do.
Brother Larry, do you believe that the Old Testament and the New Testament are the work of God? The only infallible rule of faith and practice. He rejects every doctrine in conflict with faith.
With God's help, I do.
Brother Larry, do you believe that the whole system of doctrine as taught in the creeds of beliefs of this church fully agrees with the Word of God.
God's help, I do.
Do you promise to carry out the work of your position faithfully, to love the church and all its members, to live a life worthy of your calling, and to submit yourself to the government and the discipline of the church?
With God's help, I do.
Here are the charges. We charge you, dear brother and fellow servant in Christ, to be diligent in the leadership of the church, which is committed to you jointly with the other elders. Be shepherds of God's flock, which is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Do not lord it over those entrusted to your care, but be an example to them. Pray continually for this church. Be a faithful watchman over the house of God, ensuring that the pure doctrine and godly living are maintained. Be diligent in these matters. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save yourself and your hearers. And to the congregation, we charge you, the people of God, respect those who work hard among you, who are over in the Lord and admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be no advantage to you. Pray for them, encourage them in their calling, and faithfully work with them to glorify God, to build up His church, and to draw the lost to Christ. Let us pray. Our merciful Father, we thank you for providing a faithful and gifted servant to build up the body of Christ. As this brother assumes the responsibilities of this position, we pray that you will fill him with the Holy Spirit. May we, your people, receive him as having been sent by you. We ask that you equip him with wisdom and give him strength for his tasks. May he be a worker faithful in your vineyard. Under his guidance and the guidance of his fellow elders, let your church grow in every spiritual grace, in faith which is open and unashamed, and in the committed service that promotes the reign of Jesus Christ in the world. Deliver him from an attitude towards his position that is casual or self-assured. In his work, grant him a humble dependence upon your grace, that he may come to you with all needs. Through the ministry of all our elders, preserve your church in peace, and may it grow in number and in holiness. Give all the elders courage to fulfill their callings against every difficult task, and grant them the power through your Spirit to be steadfast to the end. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Larry is now considered an elder at Lexington Christian Church. There'll be a time after the service, when the service is over, we'll have Brother Larry, will he be over here, or he'll be in the back, and I'll please come and congratulate him.